Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast available through funding the Access Internet Radio Project. Cheers, New Zealand On Air. Artful, sponsored by the Centre of Contemporary Art.
And to say good morning to Warren Feeney and Jill Gutfield. Good morning to you.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
Thanks, Nick. I'm pleased to welcome Jill in this morning. She's come down from Auckland and she's an exhibition opening tomorrow night at COCO called On Plein Air. And it's an interesting exhibition in the sense that it's about the way in which art is made, and it's art talking about art, but also it works as really beautiful, engaging and interesting physical objects. So it's canvases with sown turf in them, which will grow over the 3 weeks of the show. So they'll change and evolve. So they're sitting in the front gallery downstairs and obviously facing into the sun. So On Plein Air being an impressionist term, it's very much about a reference back to that tradition of the impressionist painting out of doors. And you could argue it's taking it to a logical conclusion by putting it inside the gallery. The very material the impressionist painters Monet used is now part of the show, if you like.
Jill, if somebody buys one of these, how long is it going to last? As an object, you know, it keeps growing. And
Yeah, indefinitely.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's not going to be like 3 weeks and it's all over?
No, not at all. Well, of course, certain grass seeds have the ability to go dormant. So even though they look like they're dead or dried, they're in fact still alive. So it's partly a definition, you know, of what is alive and what's not anyway, because dormancy is a state of still being in existence. Some of the collectors of my grass paintings have had them for 3.5-4 years, and they revive them for parties and when they've got, like, you know, something important coming up, like a wedding or a function, they bring them back to life.
Did the idea strike you as slightly absurd when you first had it?
No, actually, I was a bit, challenged by it. I had the idea and then I had to figure out how to, you know, put it together to make it work.
Do they have to lie or can they stand, as it were?
They hang on the wall, so they're shifted onto a vertical plane. Mm.
How do you water them if you're hanging them on the wall?
With a spray bottle.
That incredulous look, I loved it. Yeah. No, I was just wondering how you could sort of like, yeah, but you just go...
Yeah, sure. And you know, you can feed them. Or, and it's also partly about, I guess, our way of caring for art and our sort of approach to its longevity, because the work requires attention and it responds to that. So if a curator or a collector is quite assiduous and really into, you know, making the work what they would like it to be, it has that, I guess, engagement. It reflects back their level of interest and care.
You could do some really big ones for the foyer at Crop and Food. They'd look really good out there. Have people, well, you wouldn't know, Warren, because the exhibition hasn't opened yet. What kind of level of interest are you expecting commercially from this kind of work?
Actually, I haven't really given it that much consideration. I mean, I think the interest in the work will be strong, will be high, because it's an interesting show. And I was saying before we started talking on air that regardless of how you read or understand the works, I think physically as objects and items, they'll hold people's attention. And, you know, they work so well in lots of different levels. I think just as an experience of going through the gallery, I think there will be, you know, paramount interest in them.
How many pieces are there, Warren?
Jill would know.
Jill?
About 8, yeah. Mm.
Okay. We also need to talk this morning, we'll come back to you shortly, Jill, but we need to talk about Art Trek.
Yes, we're running, we've run this for the last 7 years, and it's an opening. It's open to the community, to the public. It's on the 11th of March, and effectively it's virtually all of the galleries in the inner city will be open Wednesday evening, the 11th of March, from 5 till 8 p.m, and there's 12 galleries, and you'll be able to see something probably around about 25, 26 exhibitions over that 3-hour period, if you wish to. get round them. And there's a free bus provided for transport, obviously, between. There's two clusters of galleries, grouped down High Street around the physics room, and then the other end of town down around Montreal Street, the Christchurch Gallery Coca.
Did you say Wednesday?
Yes.
Did it not used to be a Tuesday? That was seemed to be the big gallery night.
No, it's Wednesday evening, essentially. Right, Wednesday. I mean, it's also we've been working with the Christchurch Art Gallery on this too, so they're open till 9 o'clock, so there's an hour of music entertainment giveaways from 8 till 9 following Art Trek in the Christchurch Gallery, kind of a closing function for it.
Coming back to you, Jill, I've got a lovely book of yours called Being Made, Jill Gatfield. This is more of an overview of the entirety of your work. I noticed, obviously, you're not just working in grass, but in other mediums too. Could you talk about them?
Sure. I use grass alongside glass and magnetic fields and electric currents, which are all things which are kind of almost a bit of every day. And they are in existence in a number of kind of ordinary formats, but I take those materials and try and transform them and empower them in a way to continue to make themselves. So in the case of the glassworks, I use sheets of glass as opposed to three-dimensional glass forms, but sheets of glass operate in a really interesting way because they're transparent when you stand them up in a gallery or in an outdoor setting. But they're also reflective, depending on the light values at the time. So under clouds or shadows and so on, you can see yourself in the glass and you're seeing through and you see yourself in the landscape. So the forms that I use, which are sometimes letters and sometimes abstracted cutouts, play with space and play with our perception of ourselves, I guess, in space.
You know when you go into a gallery and there's a sign saying, do not touch the exhibits?
Yeah.
I really like the idea of this electrified exhibit.
Yeah, yeah.
So what happens there?
Yeah, so I did an installation called Deadline in Auckland, which was a 14-metre electric fence, just a single wire one at eye height, so that it was, you know, something that you couldn't really avoid. You could easily go under, but it was in your sight. It was a beautiful white. There's a lovely white wire with silver filament, and so it's a bit shiny and quite, I thought, you know, had a bit of appeal. People couldn't resist, despite the signs. They were touching it constantly. And due to, you know, legal kind of regulations and things, I wasn't able to ramp it up to the full 8,500 volts. I had to keep it fairly sort of, you know, safe.
So you just get a little thump.
Yeah, you definitely got it. You got a hit. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, worked well.
So, you know, the electric ones, do they self-perpetuate and grow as well? Or?
Well, I guess as long as the power's on, they're on. Yeah.
Fantastic. What have we got to look forward to at COCA? What's coming up?
There's four shows opening tomorrow night, including Jill's. And there's also the Margaret Stoddard Prize. There's the Botanical Society of New Zealand have an exhibition, and also Hamish Wright, which is downstairs, which is an interesting exhibition, actually based on kind of popular Russian political cartoons, but they've been sort of reinvented in a... They're interesting because they're artworks that originally the Russian artists didn't really like, and Hamish Wright from Christchurch went to Russia and saw them, really liked them, and has sort of taken ownership of them. So it's kind of a celebration of what's seen as being very popular cartoon art in Russia, not valued by that group of artists. So they're quite beautiful, big, chunky works.
Very good. Jill, is there a website depicting your work?
Yes, yeah. It's quite easy. It's www.jillgatfield.com, and Jill's with a G.
Okay, and Warren, the COCA website, please?
It's coca.org.nz.
Thank you very much, Warren and Jill, for coming in. Warren, see you again next week.
Okay, thanks.
Artful, sponsored by the Centre of Contemporary Art.